sort of demonstrate to your base that you are carrying out your promises.
Thanksgiving travel could be impacted by severe weather as winter storm warnings remain in effect for California's Sierra Nevada. Heavy rain in Sonoma County blamed for two deaths. And iconic game show host Chuck Woolery has died. He was 83. This is ABC News.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 125-119 victory over the Hornets. Milwaukee had a 20-point lead, allowing Charlotte to get close. Damian Lillard had 31 points.
We just got to be better about keeping our foot on people's necks. You know, you get a team down 20, and you in that stretch into the third quarter, going into the fourth. Obviously, in the NBA, with the way teams shoot threes and the pace of the game, you know, a 20-point lead isn't what it used to be.
College football, Wisconsin lost at Nebraska, 44-25. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell about Wisconsin's 10-game winning streak over the Cornhuskers coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, it's a part of the game, unfortunately, that we've had to go through far too many times this year. And, you know, we did not play, you know, together. We did not play complimentary football today at all.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers, a recap tonight. Women's college volleyball, the Nebraska team beating the Badgers in Lincoln in three straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies, east winds, and highs near 40 degrees today. Tonight we'll see snow developing. It could briefly have a little rain with it as well. Lows in the upper 20s. On Monday, a rain-snow mix, mid-30s. Any kind of accumulation under an inch. Currently 26 degrees.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This week on Viewpoints.
There is no one reason why the entirety of the true crime media audience enjoys true crime media. It's just a reminder that people come to it for lots of different reasons, but ultimately because they get something out of it.
True crime media is extremely popular. What are the ethical and practical considerations then?
I think that there are pretty simple habits we can build into our lives that can make any given day feel better.
How can we move beyond our daily to-do lists to make the most of life? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We all want more experiences, space for the things that matter the most. Skip the ordinary and take a detour to the extraordinary. There's so much more to discover. Start your next adventure in America's all-time best-selling SUV. The new, well, you know what it is. It's all in the name. The new 2025 Ford Explorer SUV. Built Ford proud.
Based on S&P Global Mobility 1946 to current U.S. total new cumulative registrations for all vehicles identified as SUVs.
In the 1990s, more than a million people tuned into Court TV to watch the trial of Lyle and Eric Menendez. The brothers were eventually convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. More than three decades later, there is renewed attention on the case after two recent documentaries and a scripted Netflix series introduced the brothers to a new generation of true crime enthusiasts. This fall, the Los Angeles District Attorney recommended that the Menendez brothers be resentenced. The popularity of this type of content is creating a real-life impact for accused perpetrators, victims, and their families. But what are the ethical and practical limitations of true crime?
What bounds the genre for me is that you have non-fictional accounts of crime, usually violent crime, but not always, that has some element of entertainment value. They can still take it very seriously, but this element that this is also, that there's some component of entertainment to it, that it's a consumable and that people enjoy it.
That's Whitney Phillips, Assistant Professor of Digital Platforms and Ethics at the University of Oregon. According to a recent report from Edison Research, 84% of Americans over the age of 13 consume true crime content. This fascination isn't necessarily new. Think of the so-called penny press newspapers that ran sensationalized and gruesome stories throughout the mid-1800s. Today, of course, the format has shifted. Consumers are getting the true crime fix through podcasts, streaming platforms, and even social media sites like TikTok. Clearly, Phillips was right when she said it has entertainment value. But what exactly do people find appealing about these types of stories?
In some of the research that's been done around true crime, you know, you see a very strong gendered component, that the primary audience for true crime media, it's women. And there are some theories about why that might be. And one of them is it's a way to develop skills, a skill set, in case something bad were to happen to you, then how might you respond? And so there are these different kinds of psychological reasons that people engage. And then there are also pure entertainment reasons. People like a whodunit. They like to try to solve a problem or a mystery, especially if the story plays out on social media, that you can participate, you can be a sleuth yourself, you can engage. It's very, can be very collaborative.
With the popularity of books, TV shows, and podcasts about true crime, it can be easy to forget that they are true stories about real people. For example, while the Menendez brothers may benefit from a fresh look at their case, they were not happy with the way they were portrayed in the media. They said in a statement that the recent Netflix series about them was full of, quote, blatant lies. The Menendez brothers are not the only subject of true crime media to be negatively affected by the content. According to Renee Williams, CEO at the National Center for Victims of Crime, it can leave many victims and families re-traumatized.
I think especially when the victims aren't included in the actual content creation is when you're going to see the most trauma. And really, it's that we are re-traumatizing individuals that have lived through this. We got a phone call from a woman whose mother was pretty brutally murdered in the 80s, and they decided to do a show on it and did not reach out to her or her brother. And she saw on a TV commercial photos of her mother's bloodied body that she had never seen before. The producers of that show had reached out to the police department and to the prosecutors and had interviewed them, but they had not gotten permission from the victims. And so it's reminding people that because there's a victim, that victim has family. That victim has people who care very deeply about them. If they're still living, that victim also has feelings, and they did not choose to become public figures.
In addition to stirring up traumatizing experiences from years ago, true crime can interfere with ongoing criminal investigations. After four college students were killed in Idaho in 2022, amateur sleuths took to social media to investigate. Phillips explains that the public frenzy around the case led to an onslaught of false accusations and theories that made the situation harder for the real detectives.
Law enforcement, in the wake of the Idaho killings, repeatedly, publicly talked about how damaging and distracting the public involvement could be. And it's this fine line because on one hand, for decades, police have relied on tips and information from the public to try to pursue their cases. But it really crosses a line when everyday people who don't have specialized training and don't have experience in law enforcement or any forensic techniques assume that they are also detectives, and they're not. And when you're talking about online sleuthing, folks can really have their heart in the right place and can really want to try to help, but that can slow investigations down. It can kick up red herrings. It can subject totally innocent bystanders who aren't even connected to the case, except maybe they share the same last name, to all kinds of unwanted attention that does not make law enforcement's job any easier.
Both Phillips and Williams agree that true crime content tends to focus more on certain kinds of victims and stories while ignoring others. For example, in the U.S., indigenous women are 3 times more likely to experience violence compared to other women. That's according to the Justice Department. However, as Phillips explains, these stories receive little attention in true crime media.
True crime media historically has been very white, and it often features very similar kinds of stories. There are certain kinds of victims that are regarded as more marketable, that appeal to audiences in these very patterned ways. And what that creates is, for one thing, a false picture of who faces violence and whose lives and whose deaths ultimately matter and are worth storytelling. And so one potential argument that you could make as to where true crime could contribute something positive, those media that push back against the white centrality of the quote-unquote perfect victim.
Even with its flaws, true crime can contribute something positive. When done right, as Williams explains, this content can aid in solving crimes and give victims a platform to share their stories.
I think there are absolutely positive impacts, and that's one of our organization's big sticking points, is we're not saying that this has to go away. We're not saying this is all bad. There are absolutely positive points. First of all, if you can harness media and become a true crime intrigue case, you can get a lot of attention on your case. If somebody is still missing, you have tons more eyes watching for folks and being involved in helping solve the crime or find the person. And for those that we see where the person is deceased or the thing has already happened, a lot of times there's healing for the family members in getting their loved one's story out or telling who their loved one was.
So when is true crime helpful and when is it harmful? To make this distinction, the National Center for Victims of Crime created several rules for being an ethical true crime consumer. By following these guidelines, Williams says fans of this type of media can keep their hobby while also respecting victims and their families.
There is no victimless true crime, and that is our golden rule. And that's the idea that there will always be a victim and family members if you're watching interesting true crime. And so remember that, and remember the real people who did not put their hands up to be public figures. The second rule is there's no timeline for trauma. And that means that stories about serial killers from the 1970s still greatly impact the families of those serial killers' victims. And it doesn't make it hurt any less. And having stories told in a public and romanticized way is both dangerous and very traumatic to those victims. The biggest one for us is require the presence of victims' voices. We see this all the time. Shows will interview police officers, they'll interview district attorneys, they'll interview neighbors. And I think people think in their heads that means that they have the victim's approval to be pushing a story out. That's not necessarily true. And so find out if the victims or their family were contacted before making the documentary, before being discussed. And if they were, what was their reaction?
Williams also encourages consumers to be intentional with the media they watch and to avoid causing further harm to victims whenever possible. Above all, she urges people to turn their interest into impact by donating or volunteering for organizations that advocate on behalf of victims. Phillips agrees and says with some parameters, true crime aficionados can use their fascination for good.
There are better ways to tell these stories, and there are worse ways to tell these stories. And the most ethically conscientious ways to storytell in this way, you're talking to the family, you're making sure that you're centering the victim's life as a totality and not reducing them just to their final horrible minutes.
To find out more about Whitney Phillips, Renee Williams, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galanti. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Since 2013, the annual Progressive Keys to Progress event has provided deserving veterans with vehicles, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more about this program at keystoprogressive.com.
Coming up, we'll hear some unique tips on how to get through mundane tasks quicker and regain more of your time when Viewpoints returns.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to 0 leaks, 0 odor, and 0 feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you. Is it just me, or do the last few months of the year always feel like a sprint at the end of a marathon? With the seasons changing, their new schedules, new sports, and several holidays to get ready for. In the midst of it all, some days it can seem like no matter how organized or productive you've been, the items on your list never quite get fully checked off. On top of that, there's also a common feeling that you never have time to do the things you really want to do, like read that new book or finally go on that trip with friends.
People are meeting their deadlines. They're getting their family members where they need to go at about the time that they're supposed to be there. They are already getting the stuff on their to-do list done. But what happens is sometimes when we become so focused on all of these responsibilities, all the things we need to do, life starts to feel like a slog.
That's Laura Vanderkam, a time management expert and author of the book Tranquility by Tuesday. She says that the end goal of time management isn't to get even more done, but to help carve out time for the activities that bring us joy.
It often comes down to how we spend our hours, that it's not just about, do you have a good job? It's like, well, what are you doing with the hours that you are working? Are you making space for the projects that you do enjoy? Are you getting to invest in the relationships with colleagues who you find incredibly energizing and inspiring? Are you feeling like you're making progress on your goals, or do you feel like you're constantly just putting out fires? And it makes a big difference.
And these time management techniques aren't rocket science. It's small changes like getting good sleep and enough exercise that, along with other habits, all add up to make a notable difference. It might sound cliche, but having a set bedtime shouldn't just be for kids.
I've found over the years that a lot of people sleep in a very disorderly fashion. If you have them keep track of their time for a week, they may be sleeping enough from a quantitative perspective, but they're feeling exhausted some days, and then other days, their bodies are forcing them to catch up on sleep. And so it can be hard to maintain good routines on those days. It's so much better. You will have so much more energy if you get the amount of sleep that you need every single night.
Once you're past the morning hump, it's important to build in some time for movement. Vanderkam says one rule she recommends to clients
is doing some kind of exercise before 3 p.m.
This is about maintaining energy levels. There's pretty good evidence that even short bursts of physical activity can massively boost people's mood. They can make people feel more energized. And the reason to do it before 3 p.m. is that when people have looked at energy levels in the course of a day, that tends to be a low point. So if you haven't moved by 3 p.m., getting up to do it then is a good time, because then you'll get through the rest of the afternoon without necessarily reaching for coffee or candy bars or whatever else it is that people rely on to boost their energy.
The act of finding time for exercise also forces a person to be strategic about their schedule. Vanderkam says that too often people waste several hours on mundane tasks.
One of my rules, rule number 8, is to batch the little things, to designate a small window for tackling all these tasks that are not terribly urgent and are not terribly important. And so if at work, for instance, you say, okay, well, from 1 to 1:30, I am going to get through as many of these tasks as possible. First, just two things happen when you do this. One is that you become more efficient. But beyond that, it allows you to relax at other points or to focus on deeper things. You know, you're working on a really important business matter in the morning. You're like, oh, but wait, I have to fill out that form from HR and order a birthday present. You say, no. There is a time for that. I'm going to do that between 1 and 1:30. Now is not that time. I can stick with this difficult issue that I am working on. I can, you know, relax if it's on a weekend, for instance. Maybe you designate a chore window for little things on the weekend.
Setting small windows of time to knock out these less important items can help you steer clear of procrastination.
The unfortunate reality is sometimes we want to do these small tasks. We want to give ourselves the easy win. It's like, well, I'm dealing with this very difficult, you know, memo I need to write. Maybe it's something that I know the person is not going to want to hear. I really need to put the effort into it. Or I could just go order that birthday present and fill out that form from HR. And so we distract ourselves, right? We, you know, we want to kind of get some of these easy wins. But, you know, sometimes it's better to tell ourselves, no, we're going to wait on the easy wins.
With every week comes a new set of challenges, but setting good habits and being strict with where your time is going can make all the difference. Vanderkam says the last part of the equation is preparing your to-do list ahead of time. For instance, she sits down every Friday to build out her schedule for the following week.
Friday is when many people are sort of sliding into the weekend, taking it easy if they work a Monday through Friday job. It is really hard to start anything new on Fridays, and particularly on Friday afternoon. But we might be willing to think about what future us should be doing. And by taking a few minutes to plan the upcoming week, you can turn what might be wasted time into some of your most productive time.
And by having a better grip on your time, it opens up space to pursue the things that you actually look forward to doing. This might mean anything from going to a movie theater alone to finally signing up for that oil painting class you've been eyeing.
I think life should be enjoyed. And I think that there are pretty simple habits we can build into our lives that can make any given day feel better. My goal is always to have people enjoy their Tuesdays more. Like, I want people to enjoy their normal days. We don't need to wait for weekends. We don't need to wait for vacations. We can actually just make any given day feel better. And when we do, when we upgrade our normal days, then we upgrade our entire lives.
To find out more about this topic, as well as our guest, Laura Vanderkam, visit our website at viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out her book, Tranquility by Tuesday, online and in select bookstores. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment originally aired in October 2022 and was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our lead producer is Libby Foster. Our studio engineer is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor.
At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Is an apology enough to make up for America's violent past? President Biden has recently apologized for the American government's role in the abuse and neglect of thousands of Native American children. Starting in the early 1800s, the U.S. set out to forcibly assimilate these kids by taking them from their families and shipping them off to boarding schools. Over the course of more than 150 years, at least 19,000 children were sent to these federal schools. Nearly 1,000 of them never made it out alive. Initial reports from 2022 estimate that at least 50 schools had burial grounds. Children were stripped of their heritage, culture, and language while often suffering from extreme abuse. Reports show that many children faced malnutrition, hard labor, and beatings. When first entering the schools, students were given a new name and forced to give up their indigenous clothing and hairstyles. Some families chose to send their kids to these boarding schools in hopes of a better future, but in doing so, a few schools forced the parents to give up full custody of their children. Those who refused could face severe punishments, including imprisonment. President Biden's statement is the first time the U.S. government has formally apologized for these atrocities. He announced that it was a sin on our soul and that this recognition is long overdue. While it was well received by the community, some Native Americans believe this to be just the start of America's attempt to make amends. They want more concrete actions, such as returning stolen land and fulfilling treaty obligations. And that's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Brian Jordan Alvarez has been around for years. He was on the Will and Grace reboot, had a role in the sci-fi horror movie Megan, and guest starred on Jane the Virgin. But now, with his new show English Teacher, Alvarez has launched himself into the Quinta Brunson stratosphere. Alvarez serves as the show's creator and star, while also working as a writer and director on the project. And the show itself is a hilarious hit. English Teacher, naturally, follows the story of a high school teacher who deals with all the pitfalls of public education in 2024, from homophobia and after-school meetings with students' grumpy parents to teachers chaperoning dances. English Teacher finds a funny silver lining in all sorts of school scenarios. And it isn't afraid to get its hands dirty, talking about some of the hot-button issues that can keep teachers up at night. Like all successful sitcoms, English Teacher excels because it features a bunch of really great characters put into all sorts of wild situations. Enrico Colatoni plays a loving but exasperated principal, trying desperately to keep the whole ship moving. Stephanie Koenig plays a charming, if messy, fellow teacher and friend. And Sean Patton shines as a gym teacher with a lot to say about everything. In just 8 episodes, English Teacher manages to flesh out a fully formed world that I'm desperate to return back to so I can hang out with my pals at Morrison Hensley High School time and time again. English Teacher is now streaming on Hulu. I'm Evan Rook.
The 90s called. They said the Gordita Supreme is so back in the new $7 Lux Cravings box from Taco Bell. It's all looking fresh to death with the pillowy 90s Gordita Supreme alongside the beefy 5-layer burrito, double stacked taco, chips with nacho cheese sauce, and medium drink. All for just $7. It's your wallet's favorite cheesy crunchy combo here for a limited time. Grab yours and relive the decades only at Taco Bell. Participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only. While supplies last, contact store for price and participation, which varies. Drinks, excludes, freezes, tax extra.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing.
I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows. And find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Nice week to fish until weekend biting winds took their toll on all of the fun. With the temps cresting into the 50s until Saturday, fishing was actually unusually pleasurable for mid-November. Reading on lakes ranged from lows of 42 degrees all the way highs of 46 for the surface. Tuesday's forecast of rain and the highs in the 50s, that will be the last we see of the temps hitting 40 degrees for a while, so expect the inevitable. Muskie's been good. Strongest on suckers with lake temps now in the 40s, still worth casting gliders, twitch baits, as well as light rubber baits to draw attention. Best activity has been mid to late morning through the mid-afternoons. Yellow perch is also still good. Anglers finding nice eaters along 10 to 12 feet of weeds using small minnows. Not jumbo fish, but nice eaters, 9 to 10 inches. That's all for the fishing report for now. A reminder that muskie season remains open through the month of December, but you can only fish from shore or a boat for muskie. You cannot target muskies through the ice. While deer season in the Northwoods has not been what we're used to, gotta say we're seeing some trail cam pics of nice bucks this year. Could be last year's mild winter helped survivability and antler growth. Signs of running good, so despite a late gun season opener, hopefully for some good success to our hunters. Don't forget to mark your calendars December 6th, 7th, and 8th for your 15th annual Kurtz Island Sports Shop Ice Extravaganza. On Saturday, we'll be serving fresh pulled pork from the smoker while supplies last. This has been Dave for Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Hunters, your Northwoods adventure starts at Oxbow Resort in Oxbow, Wisconsin. Just off Highway 70 West on Oxbow Drive, it's the perfect stop after a day in the woods. Known for its legendary Oxbow burger and iconic wood tick races, this hidden gem welcomes hunters and outdoor enthusiasts every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. Located right on the Snowmobile Trail, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with extended hours until 10 p.m. during hunting week. Refuel, relax, and make Oxbow Resort your hunting headquarters for this season.
Kyle Repair is your trusted heavy equipment repair center, conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. They're also your headquarters for on-site welding and other repairs, whether at their well-equipped shop in town or right at your job site. The name Kyle Repair means prompt, reliable service. They also do aluminum and dock welding. Keep Kyle in mind for winter repairs before summer installations. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies, east winds, and highs near 40 degrees today. Tonight we'll see snow developing. It could briefly have a little rain with it as well. Lows in the upper 20s. On Monday, a rain-snow mix, mid-30s. Any kind of accumulation under an inch. Currently 26 degrees.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. Didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby, Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, I guess she did.
We couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Well, I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world.
phone and locked it out. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. Slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa, when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today, life is good today.
worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. Well, I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. Down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks. Much, but I do.
98Q Country.
Sure, I think about you now and then, but it's been a long, long time. I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been. 'Cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. Can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. We could sit and talk about this all night long. Wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. So try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been.
That was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in. There's no way to know what might have been. No, we'll never.
Country. Thank you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Thanksgiving week travel expected to be busy, but the weather could complicate plans. It's already complicated life in California's wine country. An atmospheric river dumped record rain. It's blamed for two deaths in Sonoma County, where Fire Division Chief Matt Windrum says,
"We have never seen this kind of thing in anybody's recorded experience, and certainly in my personal experience, this is by far the most rain in a short period of time that we've had."
Snow and rain expected in the Midwest and Great Lakes region tomorrow. President-elect Donald Trump's completed his cabinet selections. Brooke Rollins, his choice to lead the Department of Agriculture. The Texas native has mostly worked in policy, including a role in the first Trump administration. The first Wheel of Fortune host, Chuck Woolery, has died. He was best known for the 11 years he spent hosting Love Connection. Woolery went on to become a right-wing podcaster. His podcast co-host said the 83-year-old died at his Texas home. This is ABC News.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 125-119 victory over the Hornets. Milwaukee had a 20-point lead, allowing Charlotte to get close. Damian Lillard had 31 points.
Like, we just got to be better about keeping our foot on people's necks. You know, you get a team down 20, and you in that stretch into the third quarter, going into the fourth. Obviously, in the NBA, with the way teams shoot threes and the pace of the game, you know, a 20-point lead isn't what it used to be.
College football, Wisconsin lost at Nebraska, 44-25.